every person has a right to basic knowledge of how to optimize their mind, body, and spirit. Here, I bring to you influential individuals and ideas to help you live a more healthy, fulfilling life. I'm Julie Fouché, and I'd like to welcome you to Pursuing Health. Welcome to episode 5 of Pursuing Health. This is another bonus episode following the 2015 CrossFit Games, where I had the opportunity to sit down with the men of the demo team. I like to think of the demo team as the second best way to experience the CrossFit Games. Obviously, the best way is to be out there competing yourself, but for one reason or another, these men were not out there this year, and we're going to sit down and talk about what is motivating them to get back there next year, what things they might change in their training, and some of the tips that they have for how they live healthy lifestyles all around. So without any further ado, here is our bonus episode 5 of Pursuing Health with Matt Chan, Paul Tremblay, and Zach Forrest. We are here on Pursuing Health with the men of the 2015 demo team at the CrossFit Games. It is now the final event, and we've had a very exciting week. And so we're here with Matt Chan, Paul Tremblay, and Zach Forrest. Do you guys want to just give a brief intro, your previous games experience before this year?
Sure, I'd love to. I'm Matt Chan. I've been to the CrossFit Games 6 times, starting in 2008. Then I blew my leg to pieces in 2014 and no longer returned to the CrossFit Games.
But you competed again at regionals this year.
I did very well. I took ninth place in this year's regionals.
An amazing recovery considering what you went through.
I'm Paul Tremblay. I was at the games in 2012 on a team and then missed it in 2013 as an individual. And last year was my first time as an individual, 2014. And this year just fell short, came seventh in my region in the East. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Zach Forrest came, what did I do? 2009, 2011, 2013 individual competitor. And I have no horrific accident that I was coming back from, so I really had no excuse. I just did not cut it this year. So finishing 10th right behind Matt Chan, I felt like I'd give you the 1 point lead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
That was so nice of you. Wow. And also all members of the seminar staff as well. So.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm a rookie.
But yeah. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
Hey. Hi. Matt Chan.
So haven't all worked together yet. But so that's another interesting thing about the men's demo team. But obviously, when you're on the demo team, it means there's some reason why I didn't quite make it back to the games yet this year. So I'm interested in what you guys are you coming back for another year, and what are you guys going to change, or how has this week motivated you for the upcoming year of training?
Can I answer for Matt Chan?
Absolutely.
He's retiring.
He's moving to Vegas to be on your team,
yes,
right?
Apparently. I'm actually, I came to the conclusion this year that I'm going to be a perennial CrossFit Games competitor, whether that's, you know, at a regional level or even at a CrossFit Open level, because it's my passion. Mm-hmm. I'm good at it. And it's one of those things that's like, I feel like if I don't throw everything I have towards it, I'm wasting a talent. That really does, it makes me feel good. It makes my wife feel good about, you know, what we do. And it might even be good for the community to have, you know, an older athlete out there still putting it out there.
Awesome. So you're going to just keep going forever.
Yeah. As soon as I can transition to those masters, though, I'm doing it.
People are going to have to watch out for that.
That's right.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to give it another shot for sure. Just being once last year at the games in 2014, obviously I want to get back there. So, yeah, I'll be training for sure again. Really hard for that. The East region is a really tough region, just like any other region. So I'll be working on my weaknesses all year like I did this year. And honestly, I think I'm fitter than I was last year. So I'll just continue on that path and hopefully get back to the games.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch for sure.
And what is it like for you to be here this week watching all the events?
It's tough. It's tough, but at the same time, it's a celebration of our sport. It's like I wouldn't see myself not being here watching this. It's great to watch, and it's great to see the athleticism that's going on out there. But definitely after seeing the programming from this year, we'll get out of the gym a little bit more. I will.
Yeah.
I know.
That's a great lesson, a great takeaway.
Yeah. I totally think that I've probably lacked that in the last year. Not that that would help me that much at the regional level, but it would just make me a better all-around athlete. And I think that's what you excel at.
Thanks.
And you're able to do that. And I see, you know, I watch him on Instagram all the time. Those GoPro videos in the snow, like, those are crazy.
Right.
I think. I think that's definitely what I'll change in my training this year. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. How about you, Zach?
Yeah. I'm gonna give it another go. I totally agree with Paul. I'm gonna try and focus on a little bit more than just pull up some barbell work. It's the stuff inside the gym that I think can pigeonhole your fitness. Mm-hmm. And I think if you start throwing in the strongman implements and getting outside and testing yourself in nature, I think that can broaden your athletic base and it can carry over to what you do on the competition floor. So I'm eager to implement that into my training. I think it's going to bring back a lot of fun that has been missing in my own training. Mm-hmm. Because I got into CrossFit with more of a purpose than competing for the sport. And over the years, that purpose has kind of faded, and I'm not one to do a sport just to do a sport. So if that makes any sense. So yeah, this year I'm looking forward to some of the changes that I'm going to make in my own training, and hopefully be able to get a team also to the games.
Wow.
And yeah, it'll be fun.
Cool. Well, maybe keep trying to ask me to move to Vegas. I've never been there, but you never know.
Nope, I'm recruiting all of you. You don't even know it yet, but I'm recruiting all of you.
Demo team's going to move to Vegas for next year. So speaking of that, what for each of you, what are your favorite things to do outside the gym?
I used to really enjoy getting out on the ice and playing some hockey.
Yeah, when's the last time you did that?
Over Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a cottage on the lake, so we and it was beautiful around Christmas time, so I got a couple of guys up there and we played some hockey, but yeah, I stopped playing hockey. I stopped playing ball hockey. I used to play, you know, in a couple leagues. Mm-hmm. And ever since a couple injuries, I just stopped, but I think I'm gonna probably start that up again and maybe go skiing a couple times in the winter, but definitely get outside.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Matt does a little bit of everything.
I do. I like playing sports.
Yeah.
And frankly, on my rest days, that's what I try to do is mm-hmm. Sheree and I get out and try to do something different. Big passion during the summer is always climbing mm-hmm. And mountain biking. Mountain biking is a little more dangerous, so we try to maybe get out and climb a little bit more. Last week, we free soloed the second Flatiron, which is a really mellow, low class 5 route, but 800 feet of climbing, and it was an absolute blast. So,
cool.
Yeah, do a little bit more of that this year, I think.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But I should be able to – there's a lot more climbing out in Vegas than I originally knew about, and I think when you came out to Vegas – You did a lot of climbing out there, so maybe that's something I'll get into. The problem with being in Las Vegas is it's so hot, you can't really go out and, like – playing a court in the middle of the day. Like, I would love to get into some basketball games or get out on the field and play some touch football or something
so
like
hot.
That. But it's 120 degrees. Nobody wants to go out there and suffer with you.
It's not any colder out here, bud.
It absolutely
is. It'll prepare
is.
You for the CrossFit games, that's for
Are
sure.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. But, I mean, do video games count?
That? That's a hobby.
Yeah, it's a hobby.
Something you do outside the gym.
I wish I could get into more of an actual sport. I'm going to look around for something to do. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So there's three questions that I ask everyone on the podcast. First one is three things you do on a regular basis that you think have the biggest positive impact on your health.
Okay.
Three things.
Mm-hmm. Three things.
I got three.
Okay.
Easy. Number one, I weigh and measure all my food on a daily basis, with the exception of Saturday.
Okay.
And I feel like that has more of an influence on my health and performance than any other element.
And just that, not even the quality, more so the measuring.
No, I definitely.
Because you eat good quality food,
yep,
too, right?
Try to keep, I actually try to follow the idea of having meats and veggies, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. So I do have a little bit of starch, a little bit of bread, a little bit of oats, stuff mm-hmm. like that in my diet. But for the most part, I really try to balance my macronutrients and mm-hmm. the proper levels for my body. I think that's number one. Number two is sleep. Mm-hmm. Minimum 9 hours a night. Usually if I go over 9, I start to feel a little groggy throughout the day. Mm-hmm. But that's definitely one of them. And then I also try to exercise 5 times a week. And I think that exercise can come in any format. Mm-hmm. But as long as I do that, I feel happier. I find when I don't exercise five times a week, it actually affects my confidence, my happiness, my interaction with other people.
Awesome.
I don't know about three, because I don't weigh and measure my food like he does, but that's something that I definitely want to implement in my training. His second one is sleep, mm-hmm. and that's probably my number one.
And how much are you sleeping?
I sleep at least 8 to 9 hours a night.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's not sleeping in or anything. That's mm-hmm. just going to bed a little earlier every night than everybody else and making sure I get that proper amount of sleep. And then that leads me into, let's say, my third one is rest. Like, I rest, I think, more than the majority of the competitors on my gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I take full-on rest days where I absolutely do nothing. And then I'll take rest days that are literally just, a little recovery day, move around a little bit. But rare are the times that I go more than 3 or 4 days on training.
Okay.
Like, I will sprinkle a lot of rest days throughout. And I think for me, that's huge. Because when I'm, when I'm really beat up, I can feel it and I need that rest. And that rest prepares me for that next 3 or 4 days of hard training.
Great.
That's two.
Oh, that was two.
Let's see. What else do I do?
You can reuse them. Three is a lot of people have overlap here.
Three.
Beer.
Maple
syrup. Maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
No, I try and keep the intensity high. So I guess that mm-hmm. links into the rest. I mean, I'm able to, for those 3 or 4 days, keep the intensity levels at a very high level in every workout that I do,
mm-hmm.
Because of I'm well rested and. I'm used to that level of intensity and volume. But definitely, yeah, I guess intensity in my workouts. Mm-hmm. Like, every workout, I treat it like I'm at a regional event or I'm at the games. And maybe that's something that's helped me be successful.
Yeah, that's a great point, because you start to see people doing so much more volume and sometimes the intensity does suffer. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Right.
Three things is, that's hard for me. I'm trying to think. The first one probably have to be routine.
That's
just
a good one.
It just helps me stay on track. I always have like a pre-bedtime routine, like what I do, like with brushing my teeth and making sure that my stuff for the next day is prepped and all that stuff. It's very, very hard for me just to it's time to go to bed and then just go lay down and go to sleep. I have to have like this whole routine that just like turns my brain off as I get ready to sleep and just helps me prioritize going to bed on time and resting. Mm-hmm. And then it's the same thing in the morning. It helps me prep for the day that's ahead. So I wake up and I make sure that I do everything, the best of my ability in order. It's kind of boring, but at the same time, it gets my head set and organized and allows mm-hmm. me to focus on the rest of the day.
So what's your morning routine?
Morning routine. Let's walk through it. So wake up, pee.
God. Go into that sort of detail, Zach.
Kiss your wife.
Nope, not there yet.
Peeing is more important.
Peeing is more important at that point. And then I definitely brush my teeth, wash my face, rinse my hair, right? And just dunk my entire head under water, wake up. And then my clothes from the evening before I've already typically pulled out. Before that, I go downstairs if my wife has left early and I take care of the dog before I eat, because the dog has a routine.
Everybody has a routine in the Forest household.
It's a Great Dane. If she doesn't get a routine, she gets finicky. So I'll let the dog out and I'll get her serum ready or allergy medicine, feed the dog, and then go back upstairs and get dressed. I'll open up my iPad, check on my Clash of Clans, make sure that's okay. And then
oh my God.
Go through all my gold mines and elixir.
And that is why he's fit.
It's the routine,
no,
guys.
No, but then I typically have the same thing for breakfast every day because it sets me right. So nice. Like eggs, 4 whole eggs scrambled, half an avocado, and what else? A little packet of oatmeal. That's my breakfast. And that just gets me ready and good to go for the rest of the day, like I said.
Yeah, it's true. People don't realize how much energy it takes to make decisions. So if you have that same routine every day, you're already saving so much mental
time,
capacity,
decisions.
Time.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
and,
great.
And I think the next thing would be, I learned this a long time ago, I don't know where I learned it or how it became habit, but throughout the day, I'm looking for opportunities to use the same exact movement patterns that I do in the gym for training. So it's like when I'm sitting in the car driving, I set my shoulders back and down. It's like I'm very constantly aware
of our posture.
I'm just very aware of what I'm doing at any point in time. I try and rotate at the hip when I reach for my seatbelt. Like whenever I pick something up off the ground, I'm trying to use my It's kind of. Are you making fun of me right now?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I know it's.
Hey, wait.
It's
let me get my seatbelt. So you're a robot.
Yeah,
that's good.
I try. All right, I'm going to stop talking.
Okay, you have one more. One more thing, Zach.
The last one was prior to – you know what I don't do a lot of that I think helps? I try and avoid sitting. I try and avoid sitting whenever possible. Like at my desk, I got rid of – I pushed the chair off to the side so I can just stand. And that can get weird when we're having meetings, obviously. So I sit down when it's socially looked like favored. But most of the time, I prefer standing whenever possible. Most of the time that I sit is probably either when I'm playing a video game or driving. So
standing's the worst part of my day. I hate it.
Is it?
I want to lay down pretty much all day long. If I could, I would.
That's why you exercise fast.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Let's get this over with.
Right back to
lie down.
Lie down.
To laying down.
Horizontal. All right. How about one thing that you guys really think would have a big impact on your health, but you haven't been able to implement yet, or it? Haven't been able to stick with it.
For
something
me,
you're working on.
For me, it's definitely his number one, and it's nutrition.
Yep.
I haven't been able to really buckle down on that yet. And ever since getting hired on the Level One staff and seeing a lot of trainers implement that and actually use it on a day-to-day basis, the zone diet and weighing and measuring your food, and realizing how simple it can be, and you make it simple, and you seem like you have already a system in place for that. That's my next step, big time. And to see how that will affect my recovery and my training, that's definitely number one, monitoring my nutrition.
That's great. Same for me, too. Something that I dabble in for a while and then I get off track.
Yeah.
But I know it would have a big impact. So, yeah.
I'd like to train with some friends.
honestly, that's a good one.
I mean, I know you're like I am, where it's just you're just in there, you're doing your own thing, and you just try to get through the list on a daily basis.
Right.
I think training with people like you guys do.
I don't know.
Like you do?
Yeah.
I think it would really benefit the fun factor of working out, especially when you do as many as we do. I think it would definitely benefit me personally
Absolutely.
To have more human interaction.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, we've had a lot of fun. I haven't worked out with you guys, but this week working out, just because we're having fun, you've done some miserable workouts,
but it's
been a really good time.
It's a shared experience, though.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Except when you're losing to Matt Chan and Paul Tremblay the entire weekend. No, I would actually... Both of those are equally important for me. I need to dial in my nutrition, and I need to work out in a group. I started working out with a couple guys before regionals, and I saw my performance drastically improve in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And we didn't really change much about the program. It was literally just training with people.
That much more intensive.
It was
every session.
Every session adds up a ton.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that big time this year, having a consistent training partner who just having someone there and someone to be like, I'm taking my last lift, and he's like, throw that extra 2.5 on there. Throw that extra, when I wouldn't have done it on my own, that adds up over the course of a year.
Yep.
Big time.
I find training with partners is, I don't know about you guys, but when I do happen to train alone, I find like I'm not sluggish, but I'm just slow.
Yeah.
At starting things. I got to start this, got to do this.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But when you're with training partners, like, it's just like, okay, we're doing this.
Boom,
all right, cool.
Boom.
Like, oh, you're ready to go? Okay, I'm ready to go.
Yep.
And it's just you encourage yourselves to get a lot more done in the training session, I find.
It's true.
And it's just like, you go into the gym and I have a running workout to do, and maybe I'll find a reason not to do the running workout if I'm by myself. But then, my training partners
are
like,
happens a lot with you?
Yeah, I used to. But now I got some really good runners at the gym. They're like, no, actually, we're going running. Let's go. And then they smoke me, but I'm getting better at it. But, yeah, definitely training partners are that's a huge
really
help.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Great one. Cool. Last question. What does a healthy life look like to you?
What we're living.
Yeah, I mean, you're all living pretty healthy lives. So.
I disagree.
Right here.
I disagree. I think that what, the basis of our program is a very healthy lifestyle. I think that the volume that we do is not as healthy. I think that I experience some minor tweaks and injuries that I wouldn't had I just, or if I were to follow just a single 1 hour session per day and do the same nutrition and sleeping habits that I have. But just lower the volume to just a single high-intensity exercise per day, I think that personally would look like a healthier lifestyle for me.
That's a great point, because most people aren't training for regionals or training for the games, and 1 hour a day is plenty for most people.
More than enough.
Much more ideal probably in the long term for your health. So great point, Matt.
Thanks.
Hopefully lifestyle looks like balance to me. And it's for from that aspect, it's balancing the volume of training. In my mind, I don't think a lot of people realize how happy they could be if they made a few small changes.
Yep.
And a lot of people be like, well, I am happy. And it's just like, well, if you cut out sugar, right? Or if you got a little
small
bit more
changes.
Sleep. Yeah, small change. And I think there's – I think people have – I would go, what makes you happy? Do that and then just be continually striving to make small improvements on it.
That's great.
That's a healthy lifestyle.
Great advice. Always getting better.
Yep.
I'll leave it at that. That's a good answer.
Cool. Anything else from you, Paul?
For a healthy lifestyle?
Yeah.
They both touched up, you know, on some good points. I like the point of happiness because mm-hmm. I think that can go a long way. I see a lot of people who are maybe not as happy as they would want to be in their jobs or in their, you know, their lives, and that affects their lifestyle, and that has nothing to do with exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I see people who are in that boat and then come and exercise at the gym, and that just helps them out in their overall happiness levels, I guess, in their mm-hmm. lives. Are they getting healthier per se? Maybe not as a whole, but definitely up here that helps. So daily exercise and
the community of the gym in itself, I think, is huge.
Health comes from much more than just your physical being.
Right.
So it's all tied together. Your mental, your emotional, your social aspects will totally impact whether or not your life is healthy or happy. So,
awesome. Wonderful, guys. Thank you so much for sitting down with me. We've had a really fun time this week.
Thank you,
and
Julie.
And that's it from Pursuing Health.
I don't have a mug. I want a mug.
We'll get you a mug.
Sorry. Okay.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, guys. Julie. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. I'd love to hear your feedback, so please leave comments under this post on my website, juliefouché.com. Also, if you like what you hear, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and give us a rating. And share your thoughts on social media. You can use the hashtag JFHealth with any feedback or questions or ideas for future episodes. So thanks again for listening, and we will catch you next time on Pursuing Health.